Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel talking about cow culling in just a few moments.
Hey, cattle producers, Superior Livestock invites you to set your sights on Sheridan, Wyoming for the Bighorn Classic, August 22nd to the 26th on Dish Network, Channel 997 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Sunrise at 7:30, the auction each morning, 8 a.m. Central Time. For more details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call, 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock's Bighorn Classic, August 22nd through the 26th.
No breakdown between heifers and steers in this latest cattle on feed report. It's not a quarterly report, so that information not available. Extension livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel with us today. And Daryl, when we start thinking about the liquidation of females this year, cows headed to slaughter early, some of our replacement heifers not being retained back into the beef herds. I know this is something, Daryl, that you're continuing to pay a lot of attention to regarding that eventual beef cow herd number that we'll see at the start of 2023.
Yeah, that's right. You know, in terms of what's in the feedlots right now, we don't get that data except quarterly. So it'll be October 1 before we get that. But, you know, we do get weekly slaughter data. And so when you update that for the most recent data, heifer slaughter so far this year is up 4.2%, while steer slaughter is down 2.2%. So total yearling slaughter is just about unchanged from a year ago, but the increase is all in the heifer side. And if you look at heifer slaughter plus cow slaughter this year, 51% of total cattle slaughter is due to female slaughter. We have not had female slaughter represent more than 50% of cattle slaughter since about 1986. So it's just one more way to see that we really are cutting into our factory, if you will, in terms of the herd of breeding animals and potential breeding animals that we're going to have to work with in the coming months.
I guess what a lot of folks are kind of speculating, and of course it's a little early maybe to do that, but those January 1 beef cow numbers and replacement female numbers and whatnot, they could be eye-popping, I would think, in not particularly a good way.
I think so. I mean, you know, I obviously crunch the numbers as we get more and more information through the year, trying to anticipate where we're going to end up. It looks to me like we're looking at a significant decline in the beef cow herd. I think the replacement heifer number will be significantly decreased. I think the net culling that we calculate, so when we take that beef cow slaughter divided by the herd size, I think we're going to set a new record on that. It's almost inevitably at this point going to be over 13%, where it typically averages 9.6 or 7% on a long-term basis. So we're going to be well above that in terms of the net culling that we've done to the herd this year.
And that beef cow inventory number as of January 1?
At this point, I would think a 3% decline is almost the minimum I could make work with the numbers at all. It has the potential to approach, 3.5% to even 4% on the upper end, or at least 3.75% is very much in the cards at this point.
When you swing back around to these on-feed numbers, Daryl, obviously you've got a lot of younger animals that have gone in. So again, that will spread out these slaughter the actual numbers that will go to processing plants down the road. Your colleague up in Kansas, Dr. Tonger, says that he sees profitability by maybe October and on into the fall and early part of 2023 on these feedlots. Is that kind of what you're also seeing as far as that these numbers finally getting tight to where we're starting to get more leverage back in the feedlot side of things?
Well, I think in terms of the overall fed cattle market, yeah, there are clearly going to be some limitations on cattle coming out of feedlots. That's going to help lever that market up. Definitely that. Now, at the same time, what we've got going on the other end, of course, is that these feeder prices, as we already said, are moving up. They're very strong, and we continue to see, of course, very high cost of gain. So there's issues on both sides. I do think over time it probably bodes a little bit better for the feedlots, but they're going to be in a little bit of a squeeze here because of the other thing they have to do is try to maintain numbers in the feedlot. In the short run, placing these lightweight cattle helps them do that because they're going to stay on feed a long time, even though the turnover rate is going down. But eventually, again, it will catch up with them at some point, and they just won't have as many animals to feed, and that's going to add an additional pressure. That probably doesn't hit now until maybe into early 2023.
OSU's Dr. Darrell Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Farmers, throw a big curveball at wheat diseases they can't hit. Give them Green Hammer, an OSU variety marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Key diseases such as leaf rust and stripe rust can't handle Green Hammer, and it offers one of the highest protein levels in the Great Plains with a top-tier test weight. Green Hammer also offers Hessian fly resistance, acid soil tolerance, and excellent grazability. It's also been recognized for excellent milling and baking quality by the Wheat Quality Council. Put the hammer down with Green Hammer. Check out OKGenetics.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.